In this next paragraph, Brendan uses evidence from an assigned text in yet a third way. Before we look at this, we should note that this is the paragraph in which Brendan finally starts arguing his own position directly. Having established what conventional wisdom about patriotism and patriotic education look like in the previous couple of pages, he's ready now to counter this position with his own argument that teaching a critical form of patriotism is compatible with promoting national unity. Thus, he begins this paragraph directly with the claim that the assumption that critical patriotic education threatens national unity is flawed. Now, let's take a look at how Brendan uses Cook's text as a way of supporting his point. As you can see, Brendan draws upon evidence presented throughout Cook's article in order to support his thesis. He uses the evidence about Canadian identity, patriotism, and unity that Cook provides in order to argue that a critical patriotic education that preserves national unity is both possible and effective in a diverse society. This is a third use of textual evidence insofar as he is neither echoing Cook's arguments, as he did with Westheimer with reference to legislators' responses to 9/11, nor analyzing Cook's arguments as evidence of the pervasiveness of certain attitudes, as he did with both Westheimer and Kahn and Middaugh at the end of the last paragraph. Rather, he is drawing upon empirical evidence that Cook offers and repurposing it to support his own thesis.